Some Syracuse Common counselors are upset that the council voted to appoint former counselor Joe Nicoletti to fill the position vacated by Pam Hunter after she was elected to the state assembly. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, they say there was not enough vetting of other candidates.
Common Council voted 5-3 to appoint Nicoletti, who previously served on the council. The Common Council voted 5-3 to appoint Nicoletti, who previously served on the council from 1978 to 1991. He unsuccessfully ran against Stephanie Miner in a primary for mayor in 2009. Counselor-at-large Helen Hudson opposed Nicoletti's appointment, not because she has anything against him.
But I think that Counselor Hunter had only been gone less than a week. What was the hurry to fill that seat without going through and looking at all of the qualified candidates? Because there's a lot of qualified candidates out there.
Hudson says those candidates included Tim Rudd, Latoya Allen, and Frank Cetera, all of whom ran for office this year and lost. She says she was under the impression that they were going to further narrow down the list of potential candidates. But Counselor-at-Large Kathleen Joy, who voted for Nicoletti, says Common Council President Van Robinson said that if there was consensus on a particular candidate, they could vote as early as last Monday.
The city charter states very clearly that it is the sitting council under which the vacancy occurred is the one that is tasked with filling that seat. So it could not have waited until January, as some wanted.
Joy says she voted for Nicoletti based on his knowledge and experience on the council. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.